Vignette number 25 from Zen is right here. Teaching stories and anecdotes of Shunryu Suzuki. One morning at the Haiku Zendo in Los Altos, a group was sitting around the breakfast table drinking coffee, and a student asked Suzuki Roshi, "What is hell?" "Hell," he answered, "is having to read aloud in English." That was from Barbara Heistend in Los Altos, around 1966. So Suzuki was giving a funny answer here, but he had other things to say about that. Once he said, and it might be another vignette in this book, I can't remember, "Hell is not punishment, it is training." So I know people don't want to believe there's such a thing as hell, but that's because the images and descriptions of hell have all been pagan hell, which infiltrated Christianity, early Christianity, because of its vast appeal. I think because of its appeal to priests in getting converts. And but it's more than that. There is a minister in Oklahoma City who was with Oral Roberts, and I believe he's black, yeah, and he had a big following. He had a big mega church, you know, like 5,000 people. And in the vein of Oral Roberts, he was preaching hellfire and brimstone, you know, which is take Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior or suffer the pains of hell for eternity. Seems rather extreme point of view. But anyway, he had an epiphany. He changed. And he realized that that's not what Jesus taught, and that is not what he believes anymore. And he changed his teaching to that of love. I don't know specifically what. I think he's been on NPR and has been pretty well known. Anyway, as I recall, the membership in his church shrunk from 5,000 to 500. So it's not just, you know, the people trying to sell religion getting converts by preaching about a pagan like hell. And that's my understanding. Fred String told me that. He said it wasn't really supported by scripture as far as he was concerned. But on the other hand, the word does have a meaning. And I'd say it stands for the very lowest states of mind. And lower and more terrible than imaginable low states of mind. I'd say some of the worst types of psychosis would qualify for being hellish. So, you know, what I like to do with anything I hear coming from some other religion or Buddhism that, you know, you think, literally you think, yeah, I don't like that. Look at what's true about it, how to see it in a way, how to interpret it in a way that, you know, resonates with you. Well, so let's take the phrase, accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or you will burn in eternal hell fire. Pardon me. Okay, well, what does that mean? Accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. What is Christ? Well, gee, what did Meister Eckhart say? What did Pseudo Dionysus say? I can't remember which one said it, but Christ is utterly divine mind. So, wake up to reality. Wake up to our higher consciousness. Wake up to our divine mind. And we will not be tugged around by emotions and constant rebirth in from one moment into the next with, you know, going into higher places and lower places and not really having much control over it at all. And but if we get grounded in big mind, divine mind, Christ consciousness, and, you know, various other names, then we are saved from such undesirable turnings and rebirths. And you can think of rebirth as just moment to moment. This has been a Cuke Audio mini podcast. I'm your host, DC, coming to you from Sleepy Sanur with Doggett Bandita and Feline Cuchita, and soon, I think, with lovely dear Katrinka. Wishing you and yours a grand awakening.